since a visit by a local sergeant on behalf of the Garda in relation to a site that is available, and into really no progress with the state's management or the OPW about coming to meet with the local representatives in Inishowen after all of us pushing for that, and something in particular that I had highlighted since last summer.
Now, with 2 months to go until Brexit and all the uncertainty that surrounds that, one of the claims made locally is that more Gardaí indeed may be needed in Donegal to patrol border areas. Not really good enough, I suppose, from your point of view, Karen Dunnagh. Garda station in its current state wouldn't be able to fit any more Gardaí in it.
No, and there are two issues I wish to highlight there. I believe that Gardaí and Garda management has to accept that there must be less of an onus on the community and a more positive commitment to the community from the Gardaí, from the personnel in charge, right up to Mr. Drew Harris. And then we have even suggested at the last meeting to see the conditions that his members are working in and to see the conditions that the local public don't have that's acceptable in the community, and to see the haphazard way where in my own town in Cairn Donnagh, an individual from Malinhead, Clonmany, may wish to come to do business in our town, but that Garda could be called away by his colleagues in Buncrana. So community policing is a void, and as you say, with the onslaught of whatever's going to come from the Brexit and the fallout, we need to see evidence of community policing in every district.